She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
It is time to have Dr. Ginger tell us what is the latest in your healthy news. Hi, Dr. Ginger.
Hey, how are you all today?
Good, good. Jump right in. Tell us what is happening.
Well, one of the things that has been on the news, and in particular mainstream news, which is odd for some of the natural news to make it there, is about this sixth grader named Simon Miranda, who decided to study the effects of various sweeteners on fruit flies for his sixth grade science fair. And this was after his parents decided to get healthy and reduce their sugar intake. And he tested all sorts of sugar substitutes, including Truvia, which is an alternative sweetener that's pretty popular. And shockingly, and his father was a biologist at Drexel University, so had experience working extensively with fruit flies, and so he and his son kind of put this little experiment together, and then his dad ended up turning around and doing like a major experiment that was published in the study. So that's what's on the news, and what they discovered was these fruit flies, which normally live 39 to 51 days, died on day 5 every time they did the experiment when they were fed, the ones that were fed Truvia, which kind of blew them away. And so when they kind of looked at what it was made of, 99.5% was erythritol, which is a non-nutritive sugar alcohol that's very popular. And the other 5% is an extract from stevia, but not the same as stevia. So even though they tout it as a stevia, it kind of really isn't. It's more erythritol. But here's the kicker, and this is where this more studies need to be done, because Truvia uses erythritol, which is very popular, but they use it, it's made from a yeast that's fed, in their case, genetically modified corn or maltodextrin. And so the studies that need to be further done are, okay, is it the erythritol or is it that it was genetically modified, made from genetically modified ingredients is the deal. But it was just shocking to find that these fruit flies just died within 5 days. I mean, they had no motor skills, no nothing. Not on any of the other sugar sweeteners that they utilized, but on the Truvia itself. So that has really made kind of mainstream news.
I love that you said that, the GMO part, because I'm a huge fan of erythritol. I'm a huge fan of xylitol and the sugar alcohols. And I know that, you know, Truvia is made by a big ag company, and some of the smaller brands that are using organic erythritol are, you know, I'm curious, I would like them, I've already spoken to a company and asked them to conduct research on their own product using organic ingredients and to see if they get the same results, because I do believe that it's an excellent alternative to sugar. And I think for those people who are diabetic or just looking to really cut sugar out of their diet, it's a great way to do it. And so I'm curious, I'm looking forward to seeing the results of those studies. But, you know, Dr. Ginger, and I'm sure you're with me on this, if we had to, you know, if we were betting women that, you know, if we had to say, is it because of the GMOs in this product that's causing, you know, the quick death of these fruit flies? I don't know. I'd have to say that I would go with the GMO part. That's just me.
I you know, instinctually, yeah, that's what I go with too. Now, the FDA, of course, says it's safe for human consumption, but they also say aspartame is safe for human consumption along with Vioxx, which that drug turned out killed lots of people and it was pulled. So, you know, sometimes the FDA kind of jumps the gun and just puts things on the market for various political reasons before they're thoroughly studied. So obviously more needs to be done with this. You know, there are some brands out there that are USDA organic certified and non-GMO project verified as well. So those would probably, at this point, be the better option for people to choose. But it's interesting, you know, a sixth grader, I think he was, what, like 11 years old, did this for his science fair project, and it's made such big news right now, and his father went on and, you know, it was published in a journal and everything. He did not win a prize at the science fair.
What?
Oh, that's really
crazy. Yeah. He did not win. Well, and none of the judges were biologists, apparently, so maybe they didn't get it. But I'm sure now they're all going, oh, my gosh, that kid had something there.
Wow. Yeah. No, I mean, and it helps something for the GMO world for sure. So I think that is very interesting. And we'll keep our eye on it, because I'm curious myself in terms of, you know, is that the same thing? We'll have to do a follow up study. And Lisa, I do want to interview a company. He's a flavorist and he works with erythritol and he puts in a lot of his products.
Oh, cool.
And he was explaining to me that erythritol is it's a natural antioxidant. So it does have some amazing qualities. So I am curious to see what the results are when we test the organic. So thank you, Dr. Ginger. What else do you have on the radar for today?
Yeah, that GMO thing always has a bad tone to it, doesn't it? Well, okay, here we go. U.S. foods that are banned in other countries. There are, you know, despite the fact that there are other countries, China and various other countries that we bring food in from that we're having issues with, other countries have issues with some of our foods as well. For example, farm-raised salmon. Because a lot of the farm-raised salmon are raised on unnatural GMO grains, antibiotics, and other drugs and chemicals that are really not safe for humans, I know you all are familiar with the fact that their meat is gray and not pink like it's supposed to be. So they're given a petrochemical that has known toxicities to give it that pink hue. They're kind of faking it. And so there are some countries that are not accepting our farm-raised salmon, which doesn't surprise me, as well as some of our meats and things because of the acceptance of various drugs and pesticides that we're allowed to use. So the U.S. isn't like the go-to place when it comes to meats. They're also not the go-to place when it comes to some of the sodas and drinks. Flame-retardant drinks we are consuming as a population, which I actually was not aware of. Not that I didn't know sodas weren't good for you, but Mountain Dew and some of the other citrus-flavored sodas have a chemical. They utilize this BVO, brominated vegetable oil, which is a synthetic chemical patented by the chemical companies as a flame retardant. And they're utilizing this in these citrus-flavored Mountain Dew-ish kind of drinks. And it bioaccumulates in human tissue and breast milk. It's an endocrine disruptor, and I know you all know what that can do to the reproductive and your central nervous system. And the FDA
explain what an endocrine disruptor is to those who are listening who aren't familiar.
Well, it basically makes your systems go haywire. So reproductively, you know, sterility issues, I mean, central nervous system problems, so your any neurological systems that you have just go haywire. All sorts of crazy signs and symptoms are kind of under that umbrella. And the FDA has actually flip-flopped. They first put it under the GRAS, the generally regarded as safe category, this brominated vegetable oil. But now they've flip-flopped to it being in the, and this is just a nice way to say it, but they say it's an interim food additive, which is a nice way to say it's reserved for questionable substances in food. So Europe and Japan have banned this particular chemical found in these citrus-flavored sodas, and it's something that we definitely need to think about, you know, when we're out and at various sporting events and things along those lines, that, you know, this chemical can cause us problems if we're not aware.
You know, another one is the processed foods containing artificial food colors and dyes, which I regularly tell my daughter.
Oh, sure.
Because she, right, I'm like, these are not even allowed in some other countries.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely so right. The red dye, the blue dye, there's all sorts of chemicals that we allow here. And, you know, lobbyists and various other political, you know, entities just have a way of kind of sneaking these things in. And it doesn't help that the guy in charge of everything now used to work for Monsanto, and so, you know, doors open left and right when that happens. Anyway, GMO papaya is another one that's banned in the European Union. Most of the Hawaiian papaya is genetically modified to be resistant to a particular virus. So, you know, we really just have to pay attention to labels.
We totally do. You know, I tell people all the time, there's the top five, you know, GMO ingredients that you want to avoid. And you can go to naturallysavvy.com. We have a great infographic there. Dr. Ginger, unfortunately, we're out of time today. I mean, as always, scoots by really, really quickly. But thank
it
you
sure
for
does.
Being on our show. Maybe just let everyone know where they could find you quickly on your which website is.
So my website is thedrginger.com. You can find me on thedrginger on Facebook. And I'll post a lot of this information as well as on Twitter, thedrginger.
Thanks, Dr. Ginger. I'm Andrew Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Stay well.